Hello again, this is Between the Buttons. This is Sebastian, and we're here with John Berlin. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, Sebastian.
Okay, John, so a mandatory question. Canon or Nikon?
Well, with me, it's Canon. And not because I don't like Nikon. I think Nikon have fine optics. But for me, some time ago, quite a few years ago, I was turned off Nikon by the damn software. So, I think it's what we end up gathering. So I've gathered quite a bit of Canon equipment, and I like it. It's fine. So, and I can adapt my Hasselblad lenses onto the Canon with adapters. So you can do that with Nikon too, but.
Yeah, cool. So your talk was basically about bringing back the craft. So what sort of, do you have any sort of cherished memory of a process that you said that you really just, when you saw it, just the finished product, you said, wow, this was really cool.
Yeah, I think I learned from some very fine printmakers, photographic printmakers, and I learned that pyrogallic acid was a wonderful way of processing film. A little dangerous, but with the correct precautions, you could produce a very beautiful negative, which was effectively what we call tanned. So instead of the density of the silver, you also had a dye, but it was called tanning, and that's practically lost. Unless you're in the United States, a lot of people still use these processes in the US, and in Europe maybe, but we don't teach it these days because of the OH&S issues with such toxic chemicals. But I should add that with the correct precautions, it was fine. I'm okay.
Great, this is no injuries or anything. That's great.
I don't think so.
So, do you think that